of the biggest civilian nuclear crisis in Japan contained far more spent fuel rods than it was designed to store, according to The Guardian. While its technicians repeatedly failed to carry out mandatory safety checks, according to documents from the reactor's operator. They should know. Tokyo Electric Power documents say the company repeatedly missed safety checks over a 10-year period. You know, just a blink of an eye in geological time. Lasting up to two weeks before the disaster in March, and allowed uranium fuel rods to pile up inside the 40-year-old facility when the plant was struck by the earthquake and tsunami. The reactor is designed by GE 50 years ago. That's before they weren't paying any federal taxes. See, they design better now because they don't have to. It's the taxes that made them design the plants all wrong, don't you see? The reactors contain the equivalent of almost 6 years of highly radioactive uranium fuel produced by the facility. The revelations will add to pressure on TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power, to explain why, under its cost-cutting chief executive, Mr. Shimizu, it opted to save money by storing the spent fuel on-site rather than invest in safer storage options. But it costs more. Critics of Japan's nuclear power program say the industry's patchy safety record and close ties to regulating authorities. That can't happen anywhere else. That's impossible. Will have to change if it is to regain public trust. 1 month before the tsunami, government regulators approved a TEPCO request to prolong the life of one of its six reactors by another decade, despite warnings that its backup power generator contained stress cracks. Do you ever have those from time to time? Stress cracks, making them more vulnerable to water damage. Weeks later, TEPCO admitted it had failed to inspect 33 pieces of equipment inside the plant's cooling systems, including water pumps. Thank God they didn't need those. Regulators in Japan have been accused of uncritically backing industry moves to prolong the life of aging nuclear plants. A regulatory committee reviewing the reactor's stay of execution said maintenance management was, quote, inadequate, and the quality of inspection, quote, insufficient. Okay. That works for me. The plant at the time disaster struck contained almost 4,000 uranium fuel rods kept in pools of circulating water, the equivalent of more than three times the amount of radioactive material usually kept in the active cores of the plant's reactors. But wait, there's so much more. A suspected breach in the core at one reactor at Fukushima could mean more serious radioactive contamination, Japanese officials said Friday, a condition that the prime minister called, quote, very grave and serious. Dear prime minister, it's okay to say serious or severe. I wouldn't be using the word grave. I'm sure it's not a homonym in Japan, in Japanese, but grave. Ditch it, babe. A nuclear engineer who resigned from his job at Toshiba over safety concerns has attacked the Japanese government, its nuclear industry, and regulators over their safety record. Dr. Masahi Goto. Toshiba supplied two of the reactors at Fukushima. GE supplied the rest. We have the government commission overseeing nuclear safety standards. In my opinion, they're not doing their job, he told an Australian correspondent for Australia's ABC. Dr. Goto says the crisis shows Japan has not yet learned the lessons of history. At Three Mile Island, the nuclear fuel melted, he said. Fuel is melting here now. We have to design reactors to withstand melting fuel rods, he says. Right now, the reactor will break down due to the heat generated by the melting rods. He says, in Japan's nuclear industry, profits take precedence over safety standards. Again, thank goodness that can only happen in Japan. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be... He adds, no one says it officially or openly when setting standards for future earthquakes. The thought is of money. How much is it going to cost? This underlies the government's decision-making. They are thinking the costs could have a bad repercussion on the economy. He says Japan's nuclear safety standards have been based on an insufficient acknowledgement of the potential severity of natural disasters. The anticipated levels of worst-case scenario earthquake, he says, is not correct. Decisions have been made on the opinions of the more optimistic seismologists.